two cowboys for the price of one today, although I'm already a little PO'd with Felty. Not for anything you've done on the field, just something that we discovered when you came into the office before. Cliffo revealed that you put him down as your contact because to sign into the office, you need to pick someone and you pick him.
Brother
from another mother.
Lost brothers.
That's right.
Well, Jake Granville's here as well. Hello, Jake. Pick me as your office contact at all?
He saw me in, so.
He was my plus one.
My God.
Like you said it, mate.
Cliffo's got a smash.
Two for one.
You're responsible then for these two.
I feel like, though, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have to sign in because I work here, but I feel like once you sign in now, Felty, I'm just the default. Like it just goes him and Cliffo, peas in a pod.
You could change it if you really wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I could, but probably too much effort.
Brutal.
Good to have you guys in. We wanted to talk to you, Jake. And, you know, at the moment, we're not really talking a lot of footy. And to be honest, the most interesting thing I think about you guys is often your lives off the field. We could find nothing about you. We know nothing about you from the internet.
Very elusive, not big on socials.
Not big on socials. But, I suppose the kids keep me busy at home. I've got three kids and a wife. So
that is something we found
something
out.
There's something, you know.
Kids tick, wife tick.
Is it a self-preservation thing? Is it, like, mentally better for you not to have that much access to socials?
No, just
lazy.
Really haven't got into it, I suppose. But
I guess it keeps that barrier then. If you know, if people like we've talked about Felty, people just say whatever they want to you on socials, and I guess that keeps a bit of a barrier if you want.
Yeah, I suppose.
And he's just lazy as well.
Yeah, he doesn't
probably more of that.
This weekend is Magic Round, where every single game is played in Brisbane. There's a lot of excitement around Magic Round for fans, particularly those going to Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah.
Is there any excitement for you guys, Felty, or is it just another sort of run-of-the-mill thing? Or do you guys have a chance to catch up with other players, mates who are from other clubs and stuff, or does any of that happen, Magic Round?
Yeah, we stay at hotels and that. And 9 times out of 10, you're staying with another team or another two teams at the same hotel. So, and 90% of us fellas have friends in other teams that you've come up through the ranks with. You played rep footy and that and grown up with them. So it's always good this sort of round to get to catch up with people you don't see for so long. And if I wasn't playing, I'd be going down watching three days of footy.
Yes.
So a bit of swapping keys for hotels. Saturday night.
I have to give you credit, Felty. That try in the game last week, I don't know what the official footy term is, but whatever the palm off that you did running down that sideline, did you feel like Thor in that moment? Is that the strongest you've ever been?
Nah, I don't know about Thor. I don't have enough hair to be him, but
it was very impressive.
Yeah, thank you. It was good. I think that's the only positive that really come out of the game is that try. But it's footy. Move on to this week.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys, like you said, you got a bit of a challenge against the Roosters this weekend. But before you do that, we want to do a bit of a challenge with you on the air next.
Yeah.
Next week we're doing a thing called Can You Beat Bronte Champions League. We're going to get all the Can You Beat Bronte champions going head-to-head, general knowledge trivia. And we thought, we're just going to go to news here, but we thought we could come back and just play a quick round as an example with you guys.
Trivia. Yes, are you good at trivia, both of you? Great.
Not too bad.
Couldn't tell you anything about Jake. No, nothing about him. We'll do that after the news. So that's next. Then it's Can You Beat Bronte Champions League with our Cowboys, Kyle Felt and Jake Granville next.
Can You Beat Bronte? Champions League, only on Hit.
To get us pumped up and ready for Champions League next week, we've got two NRL champions still with us, Kyle Felt and Jake Granville, who are going to play a version, we'll call it Can You Beat Felty.
That'll be
only
easy.
For now. That's the only time we're changing the name. And so what we're going to do is same game. Jake, you're going to go into the soundproof booth.
Now.
Kyle will get 5 questions in 30 seconds, and then you don't say anything. Jake will come back in and he'll get the same 5, okay?
If it sounds like Alpha Bucks, I might win this.
Oh,
an Alpha Bucks.
Wins Alpha Bucks once. What is this?
Jake is in the soundproof booth right now.
Yep.
And for you, Kyle Felt, we're putting 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to go?
Not really, but I'm ready to give it a shot.
Said that about Alpha Bucks.
Shout those answers out. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. How many colours in the rainbow?
7.
Who are Harry Potter's 2 best friends?
Hermione and Ron.
The cornea and the iris are both parts of which body part?
Eye.
What is Homer Simpson's middle name?
Jay.
Who hosts the afternoon drive show on the Hit Network?
Carrie and Tommy.
Bloody hell, I think he's done 5 from 5 there. What? Don't say anything.
Say anything.
Now, this is the key now, Felty. Poker face for you.
You got to be chill.
Don't look confident when we bring you back in, all right?
Yep.
Just look chilled.
We'll just...
All right, come back in.
We'll bring you down a few pegs. No, you stay.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go on the sound booth.
You know the results. You just played.
Oh, but still. Oh,
God. I mean, you can go into the soundproof booth if you'd like.
I don't want to put Jake off.
Okay,
I think Felty just wants some quiet time in the soundproof booth.
Have some time to reflect.
Yeah. All right.
Jake, we're not going to tell you anything about how Felty went.
No, we're not going to say anything. We're just going to put 30 seconds on the clock. It's 5 questions. General knowledge trivia. All right? You good to go?
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock, Jake Granville.
What, do I just say pass if I don't
know? Yes, pass, and we'll come back. Yeah.
It's almost like you haven't heard this game before. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. How many colours in the rainbow?
6.
Who are Harry Potter's 2 best friends?
Hermione and Ron.
The cornea and the iris are both parts of which body? Which body part? What is Homer Simpson's middle name?
Jay.
Who hosts the afternoon drive show on the Hit Network?
No idea. No socials, no rodeo, buddy.
He's more of a Kicks FM country than I reckon, Jake Ramble.
Not a bad effort. Not a bad effort, guys.
Running through the answers, how many colours in the rainbow? Felty said 7, Jake said 6. There are 7. Oh. So that's a point
that
for
was,
Felty.
You knew that very quickly. Did you sing the rainbow song?
I have a daughter.
Oh,
man. You both got Ron and Hermione. Despite my shocking asking of the question, you both got the eye one there. Jay, you both got that one.
Yeah,
for
Simpsons
Homer J.
fans.
Simpson. And Felty, tell the big fella, who hosts the drive show on Hit?
Oh, I can't remember.
Tommy
and Carrie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Carrie and Tommy.
And Tommy Little on the show
today.
So
you're in trouble, Jay.
We'll let them know they have to improve their branding. Anyway, don't miss it. It's Magic Round this weekend. These guys taking on the Roosters on Sunday afternoon. Second last game of Magic Round, I think. I saw
4 p.m.
So.
Yeah.
Get on it, Kyle Felt from the Cowboys and Jake Granville from the Cowboys as well. Thanks for your time, boys.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.